Welcome, once again, to another edition of what I call American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner, and it appears to be the 5th of September, 2005, according to my watch, anyway. I'm not paying attention to the days and the dates because things are just rolling along like they have for the last few days. And so I postponed Gary Robertson and Patrick Winston once again. We'll have them on Thursday. Tomorrow I'll have to hash it out with Hansa because I think the event has already happened. The dynamic event has already happened. It may not be a nuclear event, but it's creating the economic disaster of a nuclear event. Certainly, weather modification needs to be chronicled, needs to be exposed, needs to be researched. I decided to open up the phone lines today for you to regurgitate your information and your concerns and your thoughts at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The situation is just so predictable, so predictable. And the Popular Mechanics article from September 11th, 2001, listeners, New Orleans is sinking. Can you believe this? Can you believe this insanity in your face? When the Twin Towers were going down, Popular Mechanics had an article stating that New Orleans is sinking. It's on the website, AmericanExpose.com. The setup is in place. FEMA has its prominence. Many are resisting, according to certain sources. Those sources should call in today, 800-313-9443. If you really knew how I felt, I'm just extremely angry. I'm tired of these setup arrangements. I'm tired of innocent people being eliminated because of population reduction agendas. Population reduction, people. Elimination of the human race. Down to 2 billion, according to certain sources. We have much to cover today, but your phone calls are encouraged. Maybe we'll hear from Carol. The situation is in your face today. In your face. The full coverage since this event happened. And yet there's another hurricane off to be brought somewhere, to be steered somewhere. Because the steering of hurricanes is a reality, according to many who do the research. We have much about this on our website. Dennis has been on a rampage again, thoroughly documenting directions with sources and sourced information. Darren has been doing his work. And Darren was going to show up today with me, but he's got too many obligations. And Darren is the only person that I know that has a family. And I keep making that the high priority for him. Is to keep his family intact, which means Darren can't show up today. But the point is, this is all being engineered, and then you come from the Communist Party of Great Britain, the Weekly Worker, and they talk about the transition to the communitarian system, and that's where we are today in America. Communism may be dead, baloney. It's called communitarianism. So much to do. So much going on. Such a setup. Insanity at its biggest and its greatest right now. And the article, Popular Mechanics, September 11, 2001, New Orleans is sinking? You've got to be joking. Stay with me and continue to listen. And call in, 800-313-9443. Welcome back to the broadcast, 800-313-9443. You might as well get in there. The line is already starting to form. But before we do that, listeners, you've got to pay attention to this. Once again, we covered sustainable development and natural hazard mitigation from January 1999. I never got to page 19, listeners. Page 19 says, despite the wide array of tools and techniques that are available to governments to operationalize the principles of sustainability and mitigation. One of the roadblocks to implementation is the fact that much of the land within local jurisdictions has already been developed according to practices and traditions that are far from sustainable. Can you believe this? Ironically, the time immediately following a natural disaster provides a community with a unique window of opportunity for inserting an ethic of sustainability in guiding development and redevelopment in high-risk areas. Well, I would say New Orleans was a high-risk area, wouldn't you? Because of the floodplain, the ocean level, they're 6 feet above the ocean level, according to popular mechanics. So here they go. With forethought and planning, communities that are rebuilt in the aftermath of a natural hazard can be built back so that they are more resilient to future hazards, breaking the pattern of repeated hazard destruction rebuilding. And is that really a fact, listeners? At the same time, the community is given the opportunity to incorporate other attributes of sustainability into its second chance development, such as energy efficiency, affordable housing, use of recycled building materials, reduction of water use, and environmental protection. Now, keep in mind, Laura Bush, I saw, state that everyone has the right to an apartment. Everyone has the right to an apartment. That's what the Agenda 21 plan for the future living quarters is. That's the way it moves. That's the way it is. And that's the UN system in place, listeners. Now, how did this all come about? It has to come from the top of the Security Council of the UN system. Has no choice. We've talked about this many times in the past. So this thing goes on with the moral obligation, the holistic approach to infusing hazard mitigation into the major tenets of sustainable development and using the principles to guide future decision making is considered by some to be our ethical obligation to future generations, our children and grandchildren. Well, what are our children doing now? They're being brainwashed in UNESCO schools. The redistribution of populations throughout the country are being indoctrinated into UNESCO schools if they haven't already been indoctrinated in their schools where they came from. But refugees have been moved all throughout the country, people. Refugees. And once again, according to Dennis and his research, Funkenwagenel's 1972, the definition of a refugee, one who flees from invasion, persecution, or political danger. What's the point? Refugee is a UN word. And there's the way it goes, listeners. Roger, welcome to the show, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Very quickly, last week I threw in that Orwell quote about we have now sunk to the depths where the restatement of the obvious is the duty of intelligent men. Just so you know, that didn't have anything to do with what was just otherwise a difference of opinion, or let's say a matter I've yet to be fully persuaded on, that is the attribution of the hurricane. And so that was quite apart from that. And now we did have the record surface water temperatures of, or near record at least, of 90 degrees in the Gulf there that fed that behemoth. And, you know, I cast aspersion on the ability of the HARP or other electromagnetic technologies to do that. And I've heard the figure of power of 1 gigawatt in the HARP project. Now, is that, it's a good question, I think. Is that peak power? Is that average power? I doubt if it's average power. And I know with, like, I can make a radar system or where it can have as little as 1,000 watts in and get a megawatt out. How do you get more power out than you put in? Well, you keep the duty cycle down to 1/1,000th.
Why are they cutting phone lines to the sheriff's departments? I'm hearing. Are you hearing that too?
No, I didn't hear any anomalies there.
Well, you answer your own question.
I don't know when I hear this figure of a gigawatt, is that peak or average? And I realize you can do certain things with peak power that you... you might be able to ionize certain things that way that otherwise it would take too much average power to achieve the same result. But, you know, still, like I said, I'm willing to be persuaded. I have yet to. And Alex Jones had the same George Norrie guest on, Thursday-ish.
Well, what is your feeling about all this? Are you
a meteorologist, and Alex himself was yet to be persuaded on the matter as well. So,
all anyone has to do is research.
Yeah, I just
all anyone has to do is punch in weather modification from the Soviet Union. They can do all sorts of Google search engines directions with all these topics and subjects, and there's where the research comes from. It's never been easier in any time in human history to do research to expose the deception that we live today.
Well, it's yet to be firmed up in my mind, and I've yet to visit any of those websites. So,
what's yet to be firmed up in your mind?
Well, persuaded.
Persuaded? What do you mean, persuaded? Are you not thinking that weather modification is the tool to make this happen?
When
Popular Mechanics comes out with an article on September 11th, 2001, that New Orleans is sinking? And listen, when this tsunami happened at the end of the year, I wasn't on this network, but on the network I was on, I was saying it'll come to America. And they're putting tsunami test areas up on the east and west coast. Well, what happened? We got a gigantic hurricane. We had 5 hurricanes go through Florida last year. And this is all as a result of global warming?
But and even if it's possible to do something, let's say we accept that as a given, was that...
It's not possible. It's a fact. The UN made a treaty. There was a treaty made at the UN in 1976 that no country would use weather modification on each other.
Yeah, and still I just don't know beyond speculation that would have been done in a particular case, and I'll leave
it at that. Why wouldn't you at this point, Roger? Because all the disaster, all the FEMA intrusion, all the redistribution of the worst and the poorest population throughout America to bankrupt local governments?
Well, if I had some proof that somebody was measuring hams or some independent sources.
You can find proof. You can find proof that weather modification exists, and the fact that the major media is not talking about it could have been a created storm tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, well, if I had some independent...
I'll tell you what, Roger. You have a computer, right?
Yeah.
Go to our website. Go to Dennis's information about weather modification. Call us back in the second hour and come up with what you say and what you think and see if you haven't changed your mind.
God bless.
Okay,
God bless.
Thank you. Let's go to TJ. The number to call people, 800-313-9443. I'm inflamed. I'm incensed. I'm angry because of the created scenario being developed here that people aren't paying attention to. The fact that this damn storm was created.
And you can't prove it. Oh, my.
Well, come on, people. Use your heads. Do some research. TJ in Minnesota. Welcome.
God bless you, Chris Gerner. I guess my butt's dragging this morning because I've been talking to patriots of all networks and policies and ignorance, et cetera, because right now there's a big shoe hit the ground, and it was initiated through weather modification, then through radio frequency jamming, and it was a military operation under the UN, Chris, and you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to talk to Roger from Pennsylvania because he gave away... is weakness. Don't do that, Roger, if you're going to be tactical. You said you hadn't looked at the websites on weather modification, ionization warfare, and some of those websites are not on Chris's. You can't link to those, but the Israelis know about them. They've been around since the 80s. They've been perfected. It's real science. And now people are dying not just from weather modification, but because of FEMA. And your FedCorp institution.
And that's the result of weather modification in the storm.
Absolutely. But I'm reporting from a military science and retired background.
Okay.
And so you don't have to believe me. But, Chris, God bless you. I know most of your listeners do believe me. And my voice signature is so well known. If you've listened to shortwave for a month or more, you know that I'm not going to feed you a line. And right now we got an Alamo-type situation in Louisiana, and people that pray or are inclined to, all I care about is saving lives. If all the shortwave is jammed, gather your family. If you haven't been smart enough to watch airplanes over the past 5 years, then listen to a shortwave broadcast, and when it's totally blacked out, gather up your family, say your prayers, and don't forget your dog. Go ahead, Chris. Ask me any question you want.
At this stage, what is there to ask? You and I seem to be on the same wavelength. The point is that weather engineering has been done in the Vietnam War. Weather engineer, and that was chronicled by the Weather Channel. There's no talk about weather engineering right now as a result of what's happened, but families and communities have been decimated. What are they going to do? They're going to build sustainable communities out of this. Most people will never return to their homes.
That's right, but some of them are still trying to defend their homes, their belongings, and their private rights in Louisiana right now, and they need everybody's prayer because we can't get there. And if I was headed there, I'd stop by and pick you up, Chris. You know that.
Yeah, very good.
I got to go now. I'm out.
Okay, thanks, CJ.
God bless.
God bless. Much more to do, people. The disarmament is going on. Well, there's sharks swimming in the waters around where people are walking, according to this article on our website. Wouldn't you like to defend yourself against a shark with a firearm? And they take your guns away from you? Because we're not supposed to have guns? The beat goes on. We'll be back with Bob in Kansas and others. Stay with us. Okay, welcome back. And I hope you will all email Dennis the Menace. He's doing tremendous research. He's spending a lot of time getting this information on AmericanExpose.com. Without Dennis, my job would be nearly impossible. And I'd be going stark raving mad with having to research all this. Dennis has done the work for us. Please email him and thank him for all his research and information that he's putting on our website, AmericanExpose.com. Here I see Blanco coolly greets Bush. And friction between state and federal officials has been brewing for the past few days and bubbled to the surface when President Bush's visit to Baton Rouge on Monday. In fact, Blanco did not learn Bush was coming to Louisiana for the second time in 3 days until informed by an advocate reporter late Sunday. The point is, I believe this Kathleen Blanco, the governor, is upset about the federal intrusion into the state. And I think she has every reason to be upset about this, because this is the whole creation of FEMA, is to take over in a national emergency. Well, guess what? You probably have a national emergency in your state, listeners. We've got it in Oklahoma, a national emergency. Gas prices skyrocketing on purpose. What did Lindsey Williams say over and over again? Gas will go to $6 a gallon. Well, here's the perfect opportunity for that to happen. Let's welcome Bob to the broadcast. Bob, welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
You know, this whole communist thing, there's lots and lots of good communists. I just don't think you just don't know where they are. They're in graveyards. You know what? I'd like to put a lot more of them in there.
Yeah.
That's where we ought to begin the population control with the elite and the commies.
Well, here you've got Bill and Hill down there with George Herbert Walker Bush doing their tsunami relief over here. And once again, here you have perfect opportunities to create these directions when people are destitute. And what are they going to do? They're going to be microchipped. They're going to be identified and probably microchipped. And they're going to have to succumb to certain directions for the federal government. And there's a lot of people that are going to be put to work out of this because they won't have a couch to lay back on and watch television anymore. So here you have the epitome of communism creating the scenario for everybody who'll have a job.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, let's leave the scalar weapons out of it at the moment and look at the events that transpired past that point. We've got Kathleen Blanco, and she can't possibly be that stupid.
Right.
Because she knows that New Orleans was federalized 2.5 years ago under Homeland Security.
Uh-huh.
So her and that mayor lost jurisdiction the minute that storm hit. They were already out of the game.
Okay.
I feel bad about the people that are in there. Oh, my God, I do, because they're going to come in there, and the most of them are animal lovers and things like old curmudgeons like me. They'll just shoot their dogs, and then they'll just drag them out and beat them.
Yeah.
And I just can't bear the thought of that. And you're right about the microchipping. I think that's going to be the beginning of it. At least with one more incident, I know they will. And what bothers me, but there's some good things out of this now. on the mainline press, people are wising up more than you know. On the mainline press, it's coming out. They cut the lines to the emergency services that FEMA was turning away help. They were intentionally making the situation worse, and now the whole country's realizing that, and there's no excuse out of that. I think you're not going to be able to lie their way out of that. No way, no how.
Uh-huh.
So, and people even locally here, a lot of people went down there, linemen for the light company and such, that are, you know, designated employees to go down there and fix stuff like that.
Right.
They were turned away for 3 and 4 days.
Well, there you have a Hegelian principle in place.
But Chris, people are wise to that now. So what's going to have to happen is they're going to have to march forward very rapidly. And there's going to have to be another major incident somewhere.
Yes.
For whatever reason, however it got to be the way it was, so they can play on it and expand this thing. And if they can turn us into a swirling pool of madness as a nation, why, people won't have time to realize the truth and organize, will they now?
No, they won't.
Now, the other thing was that these folks, the average folks are finding out, but they're not taking action. They're still pushing this Red Cross business.
Which is an NGO of the UN.
Well, not only that, they're communists from way back when.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even good ones yet. They're not dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, I think they're going to come up with a few bogus disease reasons and other things out of this.
Oh, boy, all means.
Absolutely. I don't think there'll be too much real disease, Chris, but I think they'll have a lot of bogus disease going on and scary boogeyman-type stuff to scare the people to get them. Maybe, I know what I was going to bring. You were saying about state of emergencies. Now, I don't know if you're tongue-in-cheek or not, but the state of Missouri up here, the governor, Matt Blunt, called a state of emergency.
Yeah. Our governor did the same thing in Oklahoma.
There's no apparent reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
except that they're bringing, quote-unquote, refugees into their states.
Well, then all of a sudden all this FEMA federal jurisdiction is going to be up our nose over here.
Now, keep in mind, Bob, guess what's happened over the last 10 years? Our jobs have gone below the border and overseas, and to communist China.
Exactly.
We have no job structure in America anymore. Do you have any more, Bob, you want to say?
I think you're going to begin to see a euthanasia program very rapidly that maybe they'll keep under the rug for a while, and maybe they won't.
That's a pregnant thought.
I'll see you.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. This is your time to regurgitate your thoughts about what's going on right now. Slow down, Chris. Don't get too angry.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Back to the broadcast, and certainly it's the 6th of September, not the 5th. I didn't even look at my watch correctly. The point is, listeners, hundreds refuse to evacuate. And this is the point and the problem, listeners. Searchers have been frustrated by hundreds of holdouts who refuse to leave their homes, fearing possessions will be pillaged, pets will die, and the way of life will be erased. And can you blame people for wanting to be this way? They're going to lose everything they have. If they leave their community, if they leave their home, they're going to lose everything they have. Everything will be pillaged. The animals will die. And I can understand people not wanting to leave their animals. And most of you can, too. There is the crux of the problem. FEMA in control. Federal government in control. Engineering of a problem to bring them into control. It had to happen, people. This had to happen. No, we haven't been nuked, but we've been nailed to the wall, financially. Gas is skyrocketing, and that's not going to change. Carol in Oklahoma, welcome to the broadcast, Carol.
Hey, Christopher.
Yes.
You're just right on.
Well, why don't we have you as my co-host today for the rest of the show, and we'll field these phone calls.
Well, what you were just saying, I was watching last night, kind of late, and they were showing and talking about these obstinate people who did not want to leave their homes. And there was a Mr. Amada, bless his heart, a Cajun to the heart, sitting on his porch with his rifle and his hand pistol. And there was this federal troop walked up to him and told him, you know, you really are going to have to leave here. And he said, I guess they said something to him about his armaments, and he said, I've already stopped would-be looters twice with these guns. Because I've got these guns, I'm still here.
Yeah, there you go.
And so, and his name was Amata, A-M-A-T-A. So everybody keep him in your prayers. I just hope that little man, because this is gonna come to some blows, and I don't know if they're gonna be able to cover it all up. Because these people that don't want to leave their homes, I mean, you've got some pretty gutsy Cajuns down there that really know what their rights are.
Yes.
And they know that their homes are probably gonna be under Kelo bulldozed. This new Supreme Court ruling, I think, is one of the things behind this with these elitists that are going to grab this land and profiteer off of it.
That's a very good point.
I think there's several things at work here, Chris. I think not only the population control with Agenda 21, displacement of people, and that executive order that was written at 11004 under Kennedy that gives them the right to establish it gives the Housing and Finance Authority the right to relocate communities, build new housing with public funds, designate areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations for populations.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got the perfect prescription for it going on here. And then you've got the martial law element that, you know, they want to get in the American people's mind. See, this is order out of chaos.
Well, they even said so on the air.
Order of KO.
Yes.
And so the people are going to accept, you know, remember that statement by Henry Kissinger back in 82 at the Evian Bilderberger meeting, where he said that if UN troops came into L.A. today, the public citizens would be outraged. But if given the right set of circumstances and crises, they will welcome them with open arms. And so you have the perfect setup here. We have been set up. And I was watching, I've switched back and forth between CNN and Fox News, both of them controlled, of course. But there were some interesting things that were exposed that I'm sure they didn't totally want everything to come out, but Clinton was talking to the group down there yesterday, and he was asked about that the government didn't know about this levee and that it would only withstand a number three hurricane, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, well, you know, in my first administration, there were some studies done on these levees in New Orleans. And he said, then in my second administration, toward the end of it, there were some more studies done. He said, I just don't know what became of them.
Oh, and isn't that ironic? Isn't that totally ironic?
Yeah, he was too busy with Monica Lewinsky anyway.
And isn't that just totally ironic that Popular Mechanics comes out with this article on September 11, 2001, that New Orleans is sinking, and it can only take a level 3 disaster at the level, or at the levee, and here we got a 5. And so all this was pre-planned and promoted when the World Trade Center disaster happened.
Yeah, and they knew the levees were maybe not the best, but, you know, then they didn't even go in, and they had bags sitting there. I watched them, like I watched those people sitting at the Superdome for day after day after day, and nothing happening. They had bags of sand, and they had helicopters, but they didn't go in and start trying to slow that water down and close that breach before it got so deep. And that they wanted it to get deep in those houses. They wanted to destroy those houses.
Yes, there you go, to build sustainable communities. Why don't you do this, if you're able, why don't you just stay with me, and we'll field these phone calls together.
All right.
Okay, let's move on to Richard in Florida. Richard, welcome to the broadcast.
How do you do?
Are Hello.
You here? Hello, I'm having a lot of bad weather down here. We're ready for another hurricane. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're getting another hurricane, aren't you?
It's coming through. I know it is.
Oh, boy.
I got wiped out last year, and I'm waiting for another one. Yeah, anyway, hey, listen, this is, Chris, this is important. I have a 25-page report here on ELF, which is extremely low frequency scalar waves, weather modifications, weapons of war.
Yes.
And it's done by a Dr. John Coleman, who is a MI6 in England, and he's over in Nevada. And this is a 2003 report. And when I last I talked to him, he had pushed out. He had been pushed down his stairs and almost killed. Every bone in his body almost broken.
Now this is the author of the Committee of 300.
Yes.
Dr. John Coleman.
Right, right.
And I don't know if, this has been 2 years, I don't know if he's still alive or not. They pushed him, he went down the stairs and broke every bone in his body.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, you, I'll tell you what, I have this 25-page report, luckily, on the, oh, you won't believe it. It's what's happening right now.
Can you get it to me somehow?
Yeah, so I have to have your address.
They have it at the studio. They, you can hang on and they'll give you my address. Also my address is on the website. Let me give it to you. Hold on a second.
But see, I don't have a computer here.
You have pencil and paper?
Yes.
Okay, let's give you my address. It's, 11900.
11900.
Southeast 159th Street.
Southeast 59th.
159th. 159th Street.
Okay.
Oklahoma City.
Oh, okay.
73165. 73165.
Oh, 165.
That's 11900 Southeast 159th Street. That's 159th Street.
I got it. Yeah.
Oklahoma City, 73165.
Okay. Yeah, this is an amazing report. It's a 25-page report. The Russians are the ones that came up with it, you know, and then we came up with HAARP to answer that challenge, you know.
Could be, and that's the point where this has to be engineered from the Security Council of the UN system. It has to be. They're too powerful. The World Bank, the IMF, too powerful not to have it coming from the Security Council branch of the UN system.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's you. When you read this report and come back on the air, it'll be wild.
Well, I appreciate it, Richard. I look forward to receiving that.
Okay.
And if we can find Dr. Coleman, we'll put him on if he's still with us.
Oh, hey, I have his phone number here.
Can you leave it?
It's a 1-800.
Can you leave it with? Well, okay, 1-800. Let's have it.
942.
Uh-huh.
0821. But I don't even know if he's alive now. This has been 2 years, you know.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have publicized it that degree, but
oh, no. No, he was definitely no, they tried to shut him up.
Okay.
No, they tried to shut this report down.
800-942-0821?
Yes, sir. Okay. 800-942-0821.
All right.
And it's Carson City, Nevada.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the address out there is 2533 North Carson Street.
Okay. Cheryl, do you have anything to add with what he's talking about?
He lives, actually, I think, in Canada. That address, I actually drove by it one time when I was in Nevada. And it's an office building. I think that's where his book was published and where he... centralized his distribution for his book. And, of course, they have tax-exempt laws and stuff, corporate laws in Nevada that are very good if you want to form a corporation or a company. And I think that's what he did. I think that was for distribution of his excellent book,
okay.
Committee of 300 and...
others.
And others.
Okay,
yeah,
very good.
That's exactly what he told me. Why he was in Nevada was a tax.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, this is great. This is it. It's coming out.
Okay, Richard, I sure appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
I wanted to also comment with the weather modification. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison has a Senate Bill 517,
right,
which I don't have a copy of yet, but it is about weather modification.
Yeah.
And also, when you think about the contrails that we have been
inundated with?
Yeah, subjected to now for the past several years. They all contained at least four heavy metals, and aluminum and titanium were two of them. I did know all of them, but I can't remember at the moment. But the point being, those are, I am told, for the reasons of heating up the atmosphere. When Roger was talking about they could heat the water, that those things were being put in our atmosphere for weather modification, and it was for heating up the upper atmosphere.
And to make us comply with the Kyoto Protocol.
And they also can cause drought in the Corn Belt, the food-producing belts.
Right.
Floods in other areas. I mean, you know, it's very, very far advanced from what it was in Vietnam.
Absolutely. Richard,
not only that, they cause horrendous respiratory problems.
Oh, yeah, sure.
When you breathe the air, and don't forget depleted uranium. I bet they're dropping that in with it.
Anything's possible at this stage.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate your call. We have so many things going on, and on the website you can see from the U.S. Code that money was appropriated for weather modification in America in the 1970s. It's on the top of our website, and let's just go to that real quickly here because this is very, very pertinent and prominent information. Keep in mind from Secretary of Defense Cohen, the Department of Defense news briefing, Monday, April 28, 1997, this is Secretary of Defense William Cohen, quote, others are engaging even in an echo type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, and that's why this is so important, end quote. That's Secretary of Defense William Cohen, April 28, 1997. People, this is not some kind of harebrained statement by someone that doesn't know. This is someone in the know, former Secretary of Defense William Cohen. And then you have, from the U.S. Code, you have laws, weather modification laws, and it's Title 15, Commerce and Trade. And you learn all about these various directions of weather modification. And you can see report requirement form, or information, time of submission, duties of the secretary, authority of the secretary, violations. You've got all sorts of information on weather modification activities or attempts, reporting requirement from the U.S. Code, Title 15. It's on the website, AmericanExpose.com, right underneath Secretary of Defense Cohen's statement that I just read to you. And so the picture is very, very easy to document. The fact that the press never covers this, the fact that the government never talks about this, the fact that Laura Bush has said everyone has the right to their own apartment, which is right into sustainable communities.
Mm-hmm.
Carol?
Exactly. And they also had congressional hearings on the contrails because I remember when that was going on. And, of course, nothing. They have hearings, and nothing comes of it. I mean, they don't enforce anything because this is all being done by our surrogate government, the shadow government.
Yeah, the State Department, UN system, Pentagon. And keep in mind, we're allied with Russia. We're supposed to comfortably merge with Russia, according to Ford Foundation.
That's right.
Let's go to Will in Missouri. Will, welcome to the show, Will.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Chris.
Yes.
Hey, you've probably got the simulated wildlands project maps on your website, do you?
Yes.
Okay. If you will look on that or the listeners go onto the website and take a look at it, I don't have the access to the computer, but I do have a copy of this map in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll find is that there are wilderness reserves or wilderness corridors where there will be off limits to human population and human activity.
Right.
And if you follow up from the Gulf, the Mississippi River, you'll see that it goes right through the New Orleans Basin in there, and all of that area is listed as off limits. Now, in that vicinity, on the northwest side of Lake Pontchartrain, there's a community in there in Livingston County or Livingston Parish. That is the only place in there that is shaded for normal use. Now, I was hearing on shortwave last night from a person who's down there in the scene that this impact is about 400 and some miles wide, and runs over 700 miles high north. And so if you just take an atlas and look at it, you'll see that we've got the Alabama River, the Toyndigi, the Pascagoula, the Mississippi, the Red. They're all coming down into this particular basin, and every one of them are shown on this map as being wilderness areas or buffer zone areas.
Agenda 21.
Yeah, so you go over looking the Mobile Bay area, you'll see that Mobile is, you know, let's just use the vernacular and say Mobile's going to be cool. But all of that boot heel of Mississippi is buffer zone or off limits or limited normal use areas. So let's use this hurricane as a big a pink pearl eraser and just come through and knock out what you have. Now, if you use that as a relevance paradigm and say, okay, from this point, then what will we finance and rebuild? This is an excellent opportunity to come into this region and begin the rewilding of America through the heartland.
Down there. Stay with us, Will. We'll continue with you on the other side. I'm sure you have more. This is all very, very relevant, listeners. The Biodiversity Treaty is in place, has been for 13 years. Agenda 21 is the companion document to that being implemented as well. Stay with us. We will return. Okay, we're back with the broadcast. Carol, do you want to address what Will's talking about here?
Well, yes, it does. It fits in with some of those BOs that Kennedy issued. 11005 provides for the government to take over railroads, inland waterways, that's the Mississippi River and Ohio River, etc., public storage facilities, and also in 10990, it provides for the takeover of all modes of transportation and control of highways and seaports, which is New Orleans. You have to understand that all the vehicles just about come in the United States come in through New Orleans, the port of New Orleans, and a lot of other goods and things come in through the port of New Orleans.
Okay, let's get back to Will now. Where are your thoughts now, Will?
Okay, well, the reason why this is important to me from an engineering standpoint is if you intended, you know, if this is the intent, and Herbert Walker Bush signed the Rio Accord in 92, and now George W. has an opportunity to implement some of what his father did, and that's the MO that he likes to use. But if the intent is to actually fulfill this wildlands concept, then if you take control of these critical large drainage rivers, the place to begin in rewilding is not at the headwaters or someplace in midstream. You've got to start at the mouth of the river and begin moving it upstream. Otherwise, whatever you've done at the mouth is going to get wiped out by what comes from, you know, from above. So you start at the bottom and work north or upstream. And so this gives a choke point or control on the use of all of these rivers. And with this big Etch-a-Sketch program that we've just seen come through here by the laws of nature and nature's God or by the hand of man, no matter how it's caused, this is another one of those situations where we can use this disaster to bring about a new world order. So what we're hearing and focusing on, it's the old magician's trick, watch my left hand, forget what my right hand's doing. We're hearing all about New Orleans. But if you look at the maps, and I have an atlas, old atlas here in front of me, these areas are absolutely littered with these little stick-and-brick corner-type communities. And these people are out there with nothing. And there doesn't seem to be any talk or discussion about it. We're hearing about Louisiana, but Mississippi, is, apparently, if the disaster is as wide as I've heard on radio, and I don't have the television, so I don't know, mm-hmm. but if it's the same in Mississippi and Alabama as it could be, we have an epic proportion displacement and disaster going on here. Now,
yes.
the whole idea that we've seen with AIG Corporation and others is a control and a reshifting not only of insurance but bankruptcy. And
yes.
when you take all of this population base and restrict their ability to rebuild through the insurance clampdown perhaps,
yes.
and then put it in a situation where none of these people can declare bankruptcy and will be forever beholden to pay back loans on lands they can't even readdress, we have got a very, very serious problem that is going to take a tremendous amount of extremely intelligent legal, lawful process to resolve.
Plus the fact that gas is out of sight and people aren't going to be able to afford the food price increase. All the other price increases that are attributed to gas increase, gasoline increase.
Well, there was a man on Pastor Peter's broadcast the other day that they're sponsoring through some private funding who is trying to get in there with a, from Texas, trying to get in with a truck and a trailer to deliver supplies to folks. And he said that he had to go all the way, I believe it was, to Montgomery to even be able to find a place to start buying materials to take down in there. So this is a epic proportion problem, and I don't think it's going to be solved with a bunch of media grandstanding.
I appreciate your input, Will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Now, we'll continue with Carol with me with your phone calls. 800-313-9443. The board is almost full. 800-313-9443. Actually, the board is full. We'll be back to continue with your calls, your thoughts, your concerns. Stay with us.